This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 24, 2017. John Castelluccio writes in the Salem News that the Peabody mayor does not want a pay raise, and honoring his wish, the city council won't be giving him one this year. Mayor Ted Betancourt sent a letter to councilors in advance of Thursday's meeting, during which they were slated to conduct their annual review of his salary. Per city ordinance, they can issue a raise even if the mayor does not request one. He asked them not to increase his pay, but did not offer further explanation. In the same vein, there was no discussion on the issue once Councilor-at-Large Ann Manning Martin made a motion to honor Betancourt's request. In the past, councilors have often taken advantage of the occasion to remark how they believe Peabody's mayor is underpaid for the job, given that most department heads and many other city employees earn higher salaries. The city of Lynn has a plan to end opposition to a proposed site of a new middle school. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the city of Lynn said that they have found a way to end the fighting over construction of a controversial middle school proposed near Pine Grove Cemetery, but opponents are standing firm. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, last week the city council asked the law department to prepare documents that would convey portions of the city-owned 40-acre site to the Pine Grove Cemetery Commission. Under the plan, the commission could use the land not needed for new schools to expand the graveyard. The move was made to assuage school opponents who have insisted that the land was reserved for a graveyard. They have threatened court action if the school is approved. Quote, this should end all debate and any discussion on a taxpayer lawsuit, said James LaManna, city attorney. But Protect Our Reservoir, Preserve Pine Grove, a grassroots organization founded to fight the school site, said that it is not willing to compromise. At issue is a controversial proposal for a pair of schools that would serve students in the Pickering Middle School District. Proponents say the schools are needed to accommodate a growing school population. In a special election on March 14, voters will be asked to pay for a 652-student school to be built near the cemetery and the Breeds Pond Reservoir off Parkland Avenue. A second facility to serve 1,008 students would be constructed on McManus Field on Commercial Street. Plans for the second school have no opposition. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, two incumbents are vying to retain their seats on the Swampscott School Committee, Suzanne Wright and Gargie Cooper, could face a challenge from Melissa Kammeyer, who also pulled nomination papers for a chance to fill one of the two open seats. Wright and Cooper are running for a second three-year term on the school committee. Candidates have until March 3 to obtain nomination papers and until March 7 to return them. 50 certified signatures are required for a candidate to appear on the ballot. The local election in Swampscott is April 25. Wright said she decided to run because she is enjoying the whole process of being on the committee. She said it took almost a full year to get up to speed after initially being elected. If reelected, Wright said she's looking forward to some new projects, including seeing a new school get built. School officials intend to submit a statement of intent to the Massachusetts School Building Authority by April. Officials are seeking state support for one of several new school buildings in Swampscott, which would be for a new elementary or middle school. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, Steve Figueredo, who owns Tony's Variety at 183 Washington Street, says he's thinking about installing additional security cameras. Dean Sala, who owns George's of Gloucester Coffee Shop at 178 Washington Street, right across the street from Tony's Variety, and the adjacent Sala's Scoops, said he's been driving by the businesses each night since Monday, making sure his nighttime workers in the ice cream shop are safe. Gloucester police continued Thursday to probe the Monday night knife point robbery of the Paprika Grill at 185 Washington, fielding tips from residents and reviewing about a half dozen video recordings from around the area, according to Lieutenant Joseph Fitzgerald, who heads the Gloucester Police Detective Unit. Residents, many first-time customers, continued to turn out at Paprika to support the owner of Paprika, who was working with girlfriend Helena Liu when a masked bandit with a knife entered the little two-month-old Turkish eatery Monday and made off with more than $300 in cash just before 8 p.m. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times with Ray Lamont. And, of course, check out itemlive.com for more information on the Swampscott story and the Salem News for more information on the Peabody the turning down of the raise by the Peabody mayor. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.